Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we know that it's a big deal in the NFL that when you find a quarterback, a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback, one that you've drafted oftentimes high, but in the case of Brock Purdy, he was drafted as low as you can be drafted, Mr. Irrelevant. When you find that guy, the big thing is got to take advantage of the cheap labor that you've got with a quarterback on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing in the NFL these days. Ever since 2011, when they changed the CBA around to actually have a rookie wage scale, right?
Yep.
And so my question is, Seth, what constitutes a successful usage of a player's rookie contract window, which for purposes of this conversation, we'll just call the first 4 years of a player's career, like the first 4 years that they're in the league. Is it Super Bowl? Do you have to win a Super Bowl for it to be a successful usage?
No, I think that because it's one, as we know, it's really, really hard to win a championship in any sport.
Yep.
So if that's your only yardstick for whether or not you took advantage of it, it's just like you could handle it perfectly and only one of the teams might actually do, you know, be successful. For me, it's always been that, A, yes, you want to have a competitive team and have a chance at winning a Super Bowl. But if you don't win the Super Bowl, did you surround your young quarterback with the right circumstances and make it easier for him so that in those first 4 years, he can learn how to be an NFL quarterback and then become that guy that after you give him his big deal, he can do more with less?
Yeah.
So, all right, by the time the Chiefs traded away Tyreek Hill, Pat Mahomes had become a quarterback who didn't need to lean on Tyreek Hill as much. So for CJ, I look at it as that I think they did the right thing last year. They went out and got Stephon Diggs. They botched the offensive line side of it. If you just, over these next 2 years, you want to take advantage of CJ's lower salary cap to give him an environment where he can be that complete NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And get him to like accelerate his development to where he's just a bona fide Tom Brady type of dude by the time he's in his fifth season.
I like that a lot. I like that view of it a lot. So along those lines, do you think that the Texans, in a way, stunted C.J. Stroud's growth last year with the offensive line play and maybe the coach? Obviously, they feel that they failed in both those areas to some degree because they fired the O-line coach and they fired the offensive coordinator.
I think ultimately it could end up being really good that he went through that and he saw just he had to navigate so many second and long and third and long situations. But yeah, in the short term, in terms of him really getting to like refine that clock in his head, to fine tune that clock in his head and to be able to go through his progressions and do all that stuff, I think Bobby Slowick and that offensive line performance last year might have really just it slowed it down.
Yep. You and I were talking about this yesterday when we were kind of breaking down Brock Purdy's new contract. I went back yesterday and kind of looked through Super Bowls of the last rookie contract quarterbacks and Super Bowls over the last, I guess it would be 14 seasons, back to 2011. There's only two that have won Super Bowls on their rookie deals.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes in year three won a Super Bowl, did not play his rookie year, played a little, but Alex Smith was a starter. Lost in the AFC title game, but won the MVP of the league in his second year. and then he won the Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP in his third year, and then he lost the Super Bowl in his fourth year. That's probably the gold standard for a performance by a team and an individual. I mean, it's not even close. It's an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl ring and an appearance in another Super Bowl in the first 4 years you're in the league. Kansas City did it better than anybody
else. That's the gold standard for how to handle it. And I would say even you look at guy like Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl, that team was a lot more about the defense and the running game than it was the quarterback himself when he was a young player. That where you got that kind of a performance out of your quarterback and that kind of not just individually but as an offense and all that. It's hard to find one better than that.
Russell Wilson is close. He's very close. Russell Wilson, who of course started as a rookie, supplanted Matt Flynn, who never saw the field for the Seahawks, at least not that year. Russell Wilson's first 4 years, lost in the divisional round of the playoffs, won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl on an interception he threw, and then lost in the divisional. So made the playoffs 4 years and made two Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl. That's pretty damn close. I would say I'd put Mahomes ahead of him just because Mahomes was the linchpin of the team. Russell Wilson was a little more like the Brady that you're talking about. Like that defense was won by the Super that defense won that Super Bowl and was the big foundation for them those seasons. Not so much Russell Wilson was good, but he wasn't
but they could also afford they could afford a lot of those guys on defense because we saw that over the ensuing years after Russell Wilson got his contract. It's a lot harder to build that same type of team.
There's five others that made a Super Bowl but didn't win a Super Bowl on their rookie deals. Joe Burrow, probably the most famous one. He of course injured for a big chunk of his rookie year, and then they get to the Super Bowl his second year in the league. The Bengals go to the Super Bowl, lost in the AFC title game the next year, and then he was injured and only played 10 games in 2023. So his is either I'm hurt or we're going deep into the postseason if you're Joe Burrow. On his rookie deal, I know this past year he put up MVP numbers for a team with a horrific defense, but we're just talking his first 4 years in the league.
Boy, it's impressive. I think with Joe Burrow, I might rank him above Russell Wilson just in terms of his actual performance and how much of a driving force he was. Now, with Russell Wilson, you know what we kind of forget about sometimes? Is that with Russell Wilson, I'll give him more credit because that was when the zone reads and everything else was really just ambushing the NFL. And so Russell Wilson's legs were more of a bigger factor then than they would be in today's age because defenses have adjusted to it.
Jalen Hurts, first 4 years. Now, he won a Super Bowl this past year, but he was not on his rookie deal anymore. Four starts his rookie year, went 1-3. Then he lost in the wild card round, lost in a Super Bowl, and then lost in the wild card round again. And that second loss in the wild card round was on a team that, man, it looked like Nick Sirianni was closer to getting fired than getting an extension. He just signed an extension yesterday, you know?
Yeah. For the way Nick Sirianni handled it, I don't know. You lost this. You got to a Super Bowl, then you took a huge step backwards with a lot of seemingly systemic type issues.
Yes.
So, and then you win a Super Bowl. So he ends up winning the Super Bowl. It's not when he's on his rookie contract. And yet, I still feel like that was a pretty damn good run. And that, like, the big fault here is that you took a year off between Super Bowls, or a couple years off between Super Bowls.
Yeah. No, that is a nice first 4 years in the league for sure for Jalen.
They got him on a deal that, like, because Jalen Hurts doesn't fit the conventional mold of what you want to get out of your quarterback in the passing game or what have you. I feel like they got him on a pretty good. He's really valuable to that team and the way they operate.
Yep.
But they got him on kind of a bargain contract compared to a lot of other quarterbacks.
Brock Purdy, it was a genesis of this segment, lost in the NFC title game his rookie year, lost in a Super Bowl, and then he went 6-11 with lots of injuries. This to me will be one of the more intriguing ones out of all these guys that are getting these new big deals here. You know, just because seventh round pick, man, this is uncharted territory for the new age of $50 to $60 million quarterback. So this will be an interesting one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The other two, real quick. Colin Kaepernick made a Super Bowl on his rookie contract with the San Francisco 49ers. It didn't look like the rest of these guys in terms of the productivity, how it got done. He's very much a get-it-done-with-his-legs guy. Didn't start any games his rookie year in 2011, then lost in the Super Bowl with Jim Harbaugh as his coach. Only started seven games, but he was the starter by the end of the year. Lost in the NFC title game the next year, then went 8-8, and then kind of backslid, and we all know how the Colin Kaepernick saga went from there.
I could have Kaepernick and Purdy the whatever category it is for just getting the absolute most out of either whatever the salary cap figure was or the future career. Brock Purdy's got a lot more football to play.
Yeah.
But in terms of just getting above and beyond expectations with where they were drafted, Kaepernick wasn't Mr. Irrelevant. But those are pretty damn good bargains.
Jared Goff is the last one when he was with the Rams. He was a disaster as a rookie when Jeff Fisher was his head coach. They brought in Sean McVay, and it all turned around. Lost in the wild card round his second year. Lost in the Super Bowl, one of the most boring Super Bowls of all time in 2018. 13-3, the final score. And then he missed the playoffs, went 9-7 his fourth year. And obviously we know how it ended with Jared Goff in L.A. He got traded for Matthew Stafford, which seems to have been a good move for both guys, Stafford and Goff.
So the big thing here for these guys that have really gotten the absolute most out of their rookie quarterbacks and on their contracts, the standard in terms of performance on the field seems to be, man, a lot of these guys have reached a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Boy, making a Super Bowl is way further than the Texans have ever gone in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they can take that next step forward at some point, if you don't, at the very least, bare minimum, you got to get out of the divisional round at some point here. But in the next 2 years, in the next two seasons, can you make a Super Bowl and or win a Super Bowl? That's all I ask.
But that's
I'm not greedy.
No,
I just want you to make a Super Bowl.
That's all.
Is that so hard to ask?
That's all. And if you want to surpass Russell Wilson, you need to make two and win them both, not win one and lose one like he did. Yeah. I don't think anybody's catching Mahomes in his first 4 years, unless CJ wins two Super Bowls. You know, Mahomes won one. But Mahomes won an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP. Didn't play, really. He did that in 3 years, really, not four, because he didn't start as a rookie. So, but this is the list, man. Like, that's the list. And Texans can get to a Super Bowl. CJ's on this list with these guys as well. I like your criteria, though, Seth. Like, independent of the team accomplishments. Like, yeah, do you feel like this is a guy that you can function in a $60 to $65 million a year quarterback world? That's the goal.
That's the big leap you make when you give that quarterback that contract. Do you feel like, okay, now we don't have to spend as heavily on wide receiver because we having just Nico Collins and a couple guys, if that's how it ends up being at some point, we can still be a good offense with that because our quarterback is so refined.
No doubt. this goes back to to Amy Adams Strunk trying to monopolize the color blue. Does the sky have permission to be light blue? Probably not.
No.
She's suing
only
the sky.
Only in the state of Texas.
She's suing the sky. Yeah, right. The sky's got to be green in Texas. All right. Coming up next, if you're looking for a team to root for in the NBA playoffs based on the conduct of their star player, I've got a sales pitch for you in the next segment. Ross Tucker joins us at the top of the hour. Stay there. It's Payne and Pendergast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.